All right, everyone, welcome back to the Tomo Podcast. We have Jay.
Yo.
And we have Raymond.
Yo.
And we had my catalytic converter stolen.
Yo, I got stolen, bro.
It got stolen yesterday. So let me run it down real quick. I came home. It was foggy. 8 in the morning. Dropped my kid off at school. And I didn't step outside the house to go to my car until 2 o'clock. When I went
2 p.m.
So within that time, I don't know what happened. All I know is that when I turned the ignition on at 2 p.m. to go pick up my kid, it sounded crazy. It sounded like my car was going to blow up. Like,
is that what it was doing?
Yeah, it was gnarly.
So they stole it within like the afternoon. Like you said, you didn't go out to like 2 p.m. So they stole it within 9 a.m. and forward.
Yeah, but it was still super foggy from like 9 to 10. Yeah. So they might have done it around that time.
But I saw you this morning, like, on your story. You went to the shop.
I know. I had to do it all.
So it was the next day you went to go fix it.
Yeah, so today I fixed it. But let me tell you something. I truly think paying insurance every month is, it feels like a scam because they told me they wanted me to do a co-payment of $500. Like, I put $500 down, and they'll cover everything else. Tell me why, when I asked a place to if they could fix my catalytic converter or repair it or replace it, they just said it's going to be $483.
Dang, he got a deal.
So that was your deal?
That was my deal. But basically, the insurance didn't do shit.
So you paid? No. Oh, so you've been paying insurance, and they didn't do anything.
No, they didn't do anything for that situation. Basically, all I told them was like, you know what, disregard it. I don't want my insurance price to go up, so just cancel the claim.
Damn. That sucks, bro.
They would have charged you more.
That's cheap though, because usually catalytic converters are like expensive, like $800, $900.
2,000, they go up to like 2,000.
The fuck, that's really crazy.
Mine goes up to like, mine's like a 900.
Well, I think, damn. I'm pretty sure
they do go up that high though. They do. It depends what kind of car you have.
What the hell is my phone, bro?
Oh, why you need your phone?
Fat check it.
Yeah, oh, you fat check, bro. That shit?
That's
people gonna cancel me.
Man, I'm scared, bro.
Nah, but that's what I'm saying. I called the insurance lady yesterday. I was shook. I was like, hey, what do I do? This is my first time calling you, Progressive, my insurance. I don't know what to go from. What do I do from now? Like, help me. And all she's like, cat. What happened? Da, da, da. And I told her, and she's like, oh my gosh, this is a common thing. And I was like, really? How come I'm just learning of this being a common thing? And funny thing is, a few weeks ago, my mom told me, you need to start parking in the back because there's been word of like catalytic converters getting stolen.
For real?
And I was like, I looked at her and I was like, nah, I'm good. I'm good. I should have listened to her.
You start parking in the back now?
Yeah.
All right. The average price of them are between $800 to $1,200. But let's say you have like a Ferrari, right?
Oh my God.
For a Ferrari, it's the average price is $3,770.
Oh shit.
And then let's say the Ferrari needs two of them. I guess this certain one they have on here, that would mean $7,540.
See, we'll sell them. That's why they're expensive, man.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Someone's gonna sell yours.
They sell it for like scrap metal and stuff.
Yeah, that's fucked up though. They be taking shit. Should I like, I know it's recently. I've been hanging out with some people that have like guns, and like
he has a gun.
He has a gun. You did not. Just kidding. I don't really want to own a gun. But like, have you ever like thought about owning one? Like,
yeah, first thought I had was like, if I would have seen someone, I would have been like, bah.
You would have shot him
In the butt or something.
In the butt.
What the fuck is under your car though? What's that orange shit?
Rust.
Oh yeah. So, bro, speaking of fog, Saturday night when I drove from the Bay Area back home, Bakersfield, it was the craziest fog. I've never driven in like foggy weather that was so thick. I was scared driving.
I know. I saw your story.
It was crazy. Like, I was scared to go fast. And it was scary when there was other cars near me because it's so bright that it like kind of blinds you. And then it's so foggy in front of you that you're kind of blinded, that you don't know if there's another car that you're going to run into or what. It's just like, and anything could appear. It's like mind games. What I did was I pulled out my maps and I had it open the whole drive because I needed to know if I was making curves because I was going pretty fast still with the fog. And there would be times where I was going so fast that I would lose the cars that were keeping up with me. And like once you're out of a certain distance, you don't see them anymore in your rearview mirror because like it's so foggy.
Fuck, dude. What the fuck?
Yeah. Oh, so shit. Okay,
you're riding in the fog. Then what? How do you get all that orange stuff under your car? You have like a bunch of orange stuff under your car.
So halfway, like 2-3 hours in, because like I still needed like maybe an hour left on the drive.
Yeah.
There was a detour and they made us go to the right and find this is kind of like just going through like back roads and whatnot. And this is like wherever the farms are at. I think I might have gone through pumpkin patches, oranges, damn, or carrots.
It looks like carrots under your car.
Yeah.
It literally looks like you bottom shaved carrots.
Yeah. I don't know what I ran over, but that's pretty much it.
That thing's crazy. I was like, what the hell is under this car? And it's still there. How can you go get your car washed?
Just wash it off.
I got a lot of shit going on. I got a lot of shit going on.
I'll do it. I'll clean your car for $20.
Got a lot of shit going on.
I got you.
Spray it. Hope it rains.
Spray the bottom of it real quick.
That's another thing. If it rains, why am I going to just waste money on a car wash when the rain could clean it?
Hopefully it rains soon. I love rain.
Yeah, I like the rain too.
Dude. If we had rain, I should. Does it snow over here in Bakersfield?
Nah, it smells like outside. Like
over there in the Grapevines? Mountains,
yeah.
But we need to go in the Grapevines.
Well, it's not too far away.
We need to do that shit.
No, Mammoth.
Mammoth? Oh my God, I want to go to Mammoth. And I want to go to Hot Springs too. We still go to Hot Springs. Remember that last one? I think that last podcast we talked about the Hot Springs. Did you upload that or no?
Tomorrow is going up.
Did we talk about it? Yeah, we did, huh?
Yeah, so the podcast this, we're talking about some hot springs and fucking Raymond. Looking horny as fuck.
Kosh, maybe.
But remember, I think we were talking about. Oh, okay. So I was going to ask you.
Yeah.
What's up with UGR?
UGR. What's up? Underground Rookies.
Yeah.
That was Fabian. You saw him at the skate park, right?
Yeah, the guy that was recording?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Fabian, me and my friend met him in my summer school of freshman year. So like I wasn't a freshman. I was going into my freshman year, but I went to summer school and he was giving out DVDs.
Him? Like, that guy.
Yeah, he was selling DVDs, like $5 DVDs like of the skating crews.
Uh-huh.
And that's what it was. And me and my friend, he bought one, I didn't, but we watched them. And they were, at the time we were like so like hyped on them.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn, we need to skate with them. Those are the guys. These are the guys we need to get in. Little did I know, like a few years later, that's who we would be spending time with and like skating with and just getting told advice and whatnot. But that's who Fabian is.
So is it a crew?
Yeah. Fabian and Jimmy is UGR, Underground Rookies.
Oh shit.
You can look it up on YouTube. And, like, I have two video parts from them.
What about Shindig?
Shindig? Yeah. Dang, where are you getting your info from? What the fuck?
We talked about this stuff.
All right, Shindig?
I was researching, bro.
Shindig is it was a church that would put out like ramps and whatnot every Thursday night. It was every Thursday night, right?
Yeah, I don't think I was skating yet. I think I had just barely started getting
but it was a while ago.
It was every Thursday night, and I think their last one was around like 2011 or 12.
Yeah, I knew about it, but I had just barely started skating.
A lot of shit happened.
How old are you in 2012?
2012? That's like 10 years ago.
I was like 13, 14.
I was like 21.
I barely started skating.
I was 12.
21?
20.
You were 20.
No. I was 12 or 13.
No, I was still 19. I was going to be 20.
Because I was like 13, 14.
That's fucking crazy to think back like that. Like I was 19. Yeah. I was going to be 20. I will say this. Some of the times. I was
like 20.
Me and my friends would go and get faded.
Over there?
You know what Four Locos are?
Yeah, oh, my God.
Those
bro.
Are the worst.
Those are fucking... You drink one, you're already gone.
It was the grossest thing I've ever drank
they
in
call
my
them,
life.
They call them thotty juices. Like, thot juice. Because only, like, if you... Like, little thotties from, like, going to parties, they drink that just to get fucked up only. They don't... Ain't nobody like the taste of
we
Four
would
Locos.
Share a drink and skate around there. I've only done it a few times, but trust me, that was fucked. I would want to throw up.
Skate? getting drunk and skate?
Yeah.
I can't do that.
Fuck. Not all the time. I mean, it was just like a few times that I did it.
It's kind of fun, but
I used fun. To Heritage, whenever they were drinking, like I would stay sometimes and drink and then just try to skate. This one time I did try to frontboard the six-stair handrail and I hit my head. I got so mad I left and I didn't tell nobody. I just left. Everyone was like, what the fuck? Why is he leaving? Because I messed up. I was pissed that I hit myself. I was more upset that I allowed myself to fall and hit my head while I was intoxicated. And I was like, this isn't worth it. I got to go home.
But what was it about? Like, you didn't want to be there no more? Or you're like,
I was just disappointed that I was drinking and I hit my head. And I was like, I shouldn't be falling down because I'm drunk or drinking.
Yeah.
So I left because of that reason.
Did they say anything? What was
up? No, I'm trying to read that sticker real quick.
What sticker? I'm thinking I might. Oh, that's some kid sent me that from
what the hell did I say?
From the UK.
Rhett? Sorry, that sticker caught my attention. I was like, Rhett and Destroy. Yeah. I got the tattoo. That's why I was like,
yeah, that's crazy.
I was like, what is that?
Yeah, bro, it's fucking crazy.
Bro, Jay got a whole bunch of topics, bro. He just has it all.
What about
Jay has a list? Like, Jay has a list.
That's all I got.
That's all you got?
No, I got another one I can ask you.
What is it?
Well, I can ask. Well, you already have a girlfriend, huh?
Nah, right? I'm single.
You gotta leave that in there. Nah, just kidding.
I got a girlfriend.
Nah, you got a girl, huh?
Yeah, I do.
Well, how long you been with her?
A year.
2 years.
A year and a half. Almost 2 years.
2 years.
We're getting close.
What's your anniversary?
In May.
May? May what?
May. Hold on, put me on the spot. May
23rd. Lily,
I know mine.
I should know that because my birthday's on the 23rd. So I was like, I should know that.
December 7th.
Hey, Siri. Remind me that May 23rd is Raymond's birthday.
February 23rd.
Fuck.
Okay, your reminder is set for the 23rd of May.
May 23rd is my anniversary.
This fool did that for my birthday,
February
too.
February
23rd. He still didn't say happy birthday.
Thank you.
Can you remind me? Raymond's birthday is February 23rd.
Okay. Add it.
Add it.
There you go.
Yeah, my birthday's in February.
You'll get a text.
My anniversary's in May, though. What'd you say yours is December?
December 7th.
Oh, shit. That's coming up.
Yeah. It's her birthday, too.
Oh, fuck.
So it's an anniversary and her birthday.
Your anniversary's on her birthday?
Yeah.
You asked her out on her birthday?
Yeah.
Damn, sick.
Dang. On her birthday. You gifted her.
That was her gift, yeah.
How long have you been with her?
About to be 4 years.
4 years, dang.
Crazy, huh?
And you were like, what, you're 20?
Two. I'm 22.
So you got with her when you were like 18, huh?
Yeah, I was 18.
Mm. When's your birthday?
July 22nd.
July 22nd.
Yeah.
I gotta remember that. Siri.
Nah. Siri. Remind me of Jay's birthday.
I remember.
No, you won't remember.
Yeah, well.
We'll see.
Let me see.
Hey, so. You always don't have a girlfriend, Mowgli.
No, I don't. I did have a girlfriend in the beginning of the year.
You did.
But
we remember that.
In February, it just went south because I wasn't truthful and honest. So
yeah.
Yeah.
But just went south. Now you're just talking to girls or you're not talking to girls?
I have friends, but like I don't really hang out with anyone. Like I don't say I wish I did have girls that I could hang out with and be more than a friend with, but honestly I don't think any of the people that I speak to, because they're all online, it's not anybody that I can just be like, hey, do you want to hang out this week? That would be cool. That would be actually nice.
Yeah,
not even cool, like you hear the way I'm saying it, that would be nice because like I'm tired of like not having somebody that I could spend time with like that.
Yeah, so,
but then
I have nobody.
But then the one thing is, like, for my girl, too, I know she's going to listen to this. It's kind of, you know, you got to spend, you spend most of your time with her, you know. It's all about, I don't want to say it without being a dick.
Say it, you're going to be a dick.
Dig about it, bro.
Go ahead. You're already in the spot. You dug a hole.
I did dig
a hole. Clean it up. I'll edit it. Go ahead.
I did dig a hole.
Just clean it up.
Clean it up. Just no edits. Clean this shit up. Just clean it up.
No, I'm trying to think of a way to say it, like. All right. So if there's a lot of things I want to go do, you know, like I got to run it by her. I'm like, hey, I'm going to go do, I got to let her know, you know?
Yeah.
And sometimes I have to just be like, ah, I can't. I gotta spend time with her and stuff.
You know? That's how.
So there's a lot of timing in it. You know, like.
Yeah, there's like pros and cons to it.
Yeah, like I'm happy about it. You know, like it's not a disadvantage. I'm not mad about it or anything, but it's just like when I was single, like I would just dip. You know.
Yeah.
I would just dip out. Now I can't do that. You know, like because then I'll be a dick. I'll just be like,
you
guys
have a promise ring?
Peace. No, I got a promise ring. You got a promise ring?
No.
I was like,
I got rings.
I got
been with her for like 4 years.
Yeah.
Almost 2 years, 4 years.
I got her a ring though. I did. I already bought a ring. I already bought a ring. I did buy a ring. It's at home. She's seen it. Bought a ring.
You want to ask her to marry you?
When the time's right, yeah.
So you have a ring to wait?
Yeah, I have a ring.
And she knows about it?
Yeah, I know about it.
What do you call that?
The way I did it is, what do I call that?
No, engagement?
I didn't want to buy one that she, that, you know, like, even though I know she would have liked it, I wanted her to choose it.
Yeah.
So when I was working for Amazon and I was out of town. This is when I was in Rialto. Remember that?
Yeah, I remember.
I was out there. I went to a jewelry store because I had money. I had a whole bunch of money to spend. So I was like,
they gave me
money and everything. I should have, huh? But I was in Rialto. Wait, I came down here because then we went up to that thing.
Going to San Fran for his probe shit.
Yeah, but anyways, I was over there. I stopped at the jewelry store and I was looking at rings and they were having sales. So I saw this one. It was knocked down a couple hundred. So I was like, $300-$400. I was like, that's pretty cheap right now. So I picked this one up and got it. And I didn't have time to resize it. They were going to resize it, but I was like, oh, no, I'm leaving the next day. So I just told them, just give it to me like that. And it's nice. It has diamonds in it.
So you're waiting for that ring to put on your finger?
Yeah.
She knows about it.
Yeah, I got it months ago. So damn. It might be another year before I give it to her. It might be two.
So you guys will get engaged one day?
When, that's the plan.
Yeah, okay.
That's the plan. But I don't want to say, yeah, we're going to automatically get married because, you know, I don't want to say it because if I say it now, then something happens.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to leave it as... The plan is to get engaged.
Yeah.
That's the plan as it goes, you know?
Mm-hmm. Like plans?
Like, you never know. Shit always happens. There's stuff that always happens. So that's like saying I'm going to stay straight for the rest of my life, you know? And then what if one day, I don't know where.
You're not straight no more?
I'm not straight no more. Yeah. That's what
that I mean. Means you weren't straight your whole life, though. Because people just don't turn out straight.
I don't know about that. I don't know. That's...
Take
that to court.
the reason I started bringing up all the like, girlfriend stuff is because I think I was talking to you on the phone the other day, and I started telling you about my problems.
Yeah.
And you told me why you didn't have a girlfriend or wanted a girlfriend. I pitched the idea to you and say maybe you should get a girlfriend or a girl, talk to a girl that does exactly what you do, like an influencer. Like an influencer girl.
Oh, that's true.
Because you said, you guys could both talk about making videos. Mm-hmm. You guys could both edit together.
Like John Hill?
Like some John Hill shit.
Yeah. That's true. I just think that I haven't met somebody like that. And if I do come across someone, they're taken.
They are. Yeah, a lot of them are taken. And they probably
by wonderful men, by the way.
Yeah. Wonderful men. We don't know that, but they probably are.
I don't know, man. You're right. There are some relationships that always are posting and they look happy, but
they're not.
On that, like the other side, it's not.
Yeah.
So I don't know what a relationship is anymore.
Especially nowadays, you gotta be careful.
I was like on TikTok, and it's crazy because like this guy was explaining how we're so conditioned after dating and dating and dating that when it doesn't work out with someone that you're dating. It's like you move on to the next person. Mm-hmm. And that's such a conditioned thing. When someone gets married and it doesn't work out, they're so used to leaving because it doesn't work out. It's not supposed to be like that. You're supposed to make it work. Be there and like do the best you can to make it work. Not give up and just move on to somebody else.
Mm-hmm. That's true, bro. Like I recently, Morgan knows about it, 2 years ago. Same thing as him. Like, I went through a breakup like him. And after going through, I went through a breakup, then another one, and it kept going in the same outcome. So that's why my girl, now I even told her straight up, I was like, hey, I've already got my shit broken so many times. Like, if it's going to work, we're going to make it work. If not, then I'm not going to sweat it. Because normally I'll sweat it, you know. But now I'm like, I've had it happen too many times. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work.
You know? You're just over it now?
Yeah, I told her that's how it is now. But that's why... When we broke up before, we had that thing, we broke up, and I told her, I was like, look, we fixed it, you know, like, we fixed it, and that's how it should be, you know?
Yeah.
We shouldn't have broke up in the first place, but we fixed it. And that's what I'm trying to. That's what I was looking forward, because most times when you break up, like, it just ends in next one.
Yeah.
That's why you don't know what's 2021. You know, you don't know what's real and what's not. People cancel.
Yeah.
People cancel out here.
Like, if I had having a choice with anybody that I move forward with in my life, I really would like to choose to make things work. Like, whatever the reason is, like, that we're arguing in and we're, it's not looking good.
Yeah.
I want to make it work. I don't want to waste my time with someone. I don't want to grow with someone. And then it's just like, boom. Just because, like, she thinks she lost feelings. Well, like, what is it? Like, let's do something about this.
Yeah.
I know you. You know me. Yeah, it's a thing, like, you can grow apart. But what is growing apart? Because, like, obviously every human being is different, and if you're with someone that is exactly the same as you, that might get boring.
Yeah.
So true. It's like, no matter what, like, if you love someone, you'll find a way.
Yeah,
that's fucking true. I was trying to think about that too. I'm like, what if I started, like, dating someone that was, like, doing the same thing as me, like, always busy, always have, they have their own lives, like, doing something, like, always on the move how I am. And they, you know, they're editing or they're traveling a lot by themselves with their friends, like how I do it.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, dang, how would I take that? I don't know. It's kind of hard to put that in perspective. I don't really think about it. But when you think about it real quick, like, it's kind of like, bug. Like, I understand how they feel like that. They'll feel like bummed out.
But yeah. you got to, though, because, you know, you're working towards something, like, your dreams, your goals, yeah, and all that. You know, like, mm-hmm, that's what I told my girl. I told my girl this, too. I told her, I was like, hey, like, what I'm doing right now, I was like, if I'm leaving and all that, I was like, I told her already. I was like, hey, I'm going to be going on trips and stuff like that. You know, like, I'm not just going to stay in one spot.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm sorry. I'm letting you know right now. If that's not for you, you know, you got to let me know, because I'm going to be doing that. I'm not just going to stop just because, you know,
yeah,
of a person, you know, like, that means I'm going to give up everything. Like, no.
Ropes,
like,
and dreams.
I got goals, bro. I got, I didn't call her bro, but I got goals and stuff, you know.
You told her I got goals. Hey, bro, I got goals, bro. If you want to be here, but, or not, baby.
There's a lot of pros to being in a relationship, though. Like, I like being in a relationship. Mm-hmm. I like it, bro. Yeah, but
there's a lot of good to it.
But there's those, I don't want to say cons, but there's those other things you got to think about. You know how you were saying and all that. Like,
yeah.
Like, you're in a relationship right now, and your girl lives, like, far, you know, farther.
She lives, yeah, 2 hours and away, two and a half.
What if it was like this, where she's, like, come over, like, every day, you know? Like, you'd have to keep going back and forth, back and forth.
We used to see each other every single day, every day.
Yeah, I know, and...
We used to, like if I was, like, bored, let's say I was bored one night. I was, like, I finished editing, I got everything done, I'll go see her right after, and we'll go hang out. And then, I wouldn't say it's a waste of time, but we did it a lot, and, I was like, there's sometimes I'd be like, dang, I should probably be doing more, you know? I should probably do something. I have all this spare time. I should do something else with it. Besides, I want to be with her, but I was like, dang, like, we do it so much. And I know we could last, like, a couple of days without seeing each other. And it makes the days better when we do see each other. Yeah. And sometimes we'll just see each other, and we'll be like, we don't know what to do. We just want to be with each other.
Yeah.
But, yeah, when she comes over, it's, like, the best thing. We don't really argue that much. Even recently, we got into an argument. We broke up recently, but we got back together, like, 2 days after. It's some stupid shit, yeah.
Yeah.
It was funny. Well, not really funny, but it was like, if you think about it, it's a stupid way to break up, because it was just like, I wasn't trying to be with her at the moment. And I told her, I was like, oh, I don't think it's, like, meant to be. I already put this in, like, Brian's podcast, on our podcast we do over there.
Yeah.
I put that out there like that. And I said it was more of a me thing. And then I told her I wasn't feeling it no more. But in reality, I think I'm just super spontaneous. I just say stuff and I feel like a super way. So I'm like a wave like that with the relationship.
Bro, I do that too.
I'll go really good, do really bad. But you got to stick it out through both. Like, you just got to go through both.
Yeah, that's the way it should be. But I was like saying, like if it had to be where, like let's say a girl got a female that you're dating got attached and she wants to see you every day, like, sometimes you just got to be like, hey, like, sorry, I can't today. You know, I got stuff I got to do. Like, yeah, when we went to Miami, my girl, she was like, oh, you're gonna be gone for a week, so she didn't want me to go. And I told her, I was like, hey, look, I'm going. I don't know what to tell you. I'm telling you, right, I'm going, you know, like,
yeah.
I told her, if I'm not gonna be able to contact you every day, I'm trying to, you know, I'm out there with friends, you know, I'm trying to enjoy it, like, You have me when I get back.
You used to, like, actually back in the day, like, I used to meet my girl, like, maybe a year back. We used to see each other every single day. So, like, seeing each other for, like, 2 days was, like, a long time.
Yeah.
But after I moved out here, it's, like, a week goes by pretty quick.
Yeah.
I text her. I text her a lot. We FaceTime. But, like, every time we see each other, it doesn't feel like that long. Yeah. How I used to feel, like, back then. Like, I feel forever. 2 days, I'd be like, fuck, I haven't seen you, like, in a while. But I'm out here for a week and I don't see her. And it's been a
minute. But if you think about it, like, if you guys, like, let's say the attention, because when you date, you know, you intend to be with them for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so if you think about it, you got your whole life ahead of you, you know, like,
yeah.
Right now, like, you know, we're still young, 20, 30, we're still young, you know.
You're building.
When we're 40, we're not going to be able to do all that shit. You know?
I know, breaking like, up and getting back.
You'll get all the time. When we're 40, we'll be at home watching movies, doing whatever we do.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be able to move. My back's going to be hurting. No. Like, you have me then. Not right now, I'm trying to, you got to enjoy life, you know. Life's not all about working every day. That's why I was like, oh, nah, I can't be working this job every single day for the rest. I don't know. I do not understand how people can do it. I don't understand how people could just be like, all right, this is my life. I'm going to work at this job every day for the rest of my life or half my life. And then when I'm 50, I get my
401k. I kind
of
got an understanding 401k. Why people do it.
I don't understand why they're like, I already know. I'm like, this is not what I want to do. Like, I got to get out of this.
Yeah. There's a lot. I kind of got an understanding to it because I was talking to one of my friends.
Yeah.
And he was just saying, like, just what else do you need? Like, what else do I need? I'm talking about him. He's like, what else do I need? Like, I'm chilling where I'm at, getting the money I get, my little check. Or I don't know how big or little the check is. But he's like, I'm chilling, getting my check. And, staying where I'm staying, all the money. He's like, I don't need no more money. Like, I don't need any of that. He's like, if I'm happy, I'm still comfortable, then it doesn't matter. So that's why I was like, I used to think that too. I was like, damn, what the hell are they doing? Like, people can do more, but I guess it's the way.
I guess they don't want
to feel happy like that. They don't need more. They don't need more money. They don't need anything else but what they have.
But you know what they have to do? They have to go work for that money.
Yeah.
You know, like, you could be right now just sitting here, right now, getting paid and just sitting here. You can be getting paid. Like me, I want to travel and stuff. You can't do it at a job because then you have to be like, oh, I got to request my days off and stuff. When you should just be able to, in reality, just get them. And, I'm going. I'm booking a flight. I'm out.
That's you know? True. That's true.
Like, I mean, some people just, I guess, like, yeah, people think of it that way. But I think it's, I don't know, I think bigger.
Yeah.
You know, I'm pretty sure you guys think, like, you're like, oh, well, if you're okay with it, that's cool. You know, you're okay with it, but it's not for me, you know.
Yeah.
Like, it's not for me. Like, I do not want to have to worry about, oh, damn, I have to pay my car, I have to pay my house this month, or I'm not going to be able to. I just want to be able to be like this. Take my card. Here. Take this one. You know, and it's not about the money.
Fucking like, be like Oprah and shit.
Yeah. And like it's not Oprah. About the money, but we got to think about it this way.
Yeah.
Without money, we can't do nothing.
Yeah.
I can't go to a room. I cannot go inside.
I can't go to Guapo's.
I can't go somewhere. Yeah, like Guapo's. And be like, can I use, well, now I can go to Guapo's, but like in L.A., when you go to the restroom, sometimes you have to pay to use them.
What the fuck? They be skimping you. You don't have to pay,
like,
really?
Well, it's something like,
it's probably where is it? Where is it?
There's like this, there's this outside mall thing that I was going to, and I had to use the restroom one time, and they're like, oh, you got to pay. Like, I went to like three different spots. They're like, oh yeah, you got to pay. And I was like, damn. I was like, here, $4 just to use your damn toilet? Oh, I got to go.
$4? $4?
And I guess what I'm just trying to get at is, I'm trying to live without having to worry, you know? Like, I don't want to be able to be sleeping and wake up and like,
you know what I want to do forever?
I don't have my job, you know?
I want to stay horny forever.
Bro, me too, what? Bro.
I don't want to wake up one day horny. Okay, not horny. I want to stay like, I want my dick to work forever. I don't want to wake up horny one day and be like, Viagra. Fuck, it's not working today.
They got Viagra, bro.
They got Viagra.
At least you have your farts.
Have you ever thought about taking Viagra just to take it?
I want to.
No, I never. What the fuck is that?
You know, like, it's for guys that are, like, in their 40s.
Oh, that's what it's for?
That can't get erections.
Can't keep
it
up.
It's to help them keep it going.
Fuck. That sucks.
One day when you're 40, Jay.
I want to try Blue Chew.
What is that?
It's like this fucking, it's called Blue Chew. It's a brand that you chew the gum, and it's like the pills, the rhino pills.
Yeah.
That make your dick hard. Is that, but in the chewing form.
Why don't you try it?
And it makes
you.
I want to try it. I want to buy it, but you have to buy the subscription. It's like 22. It's like 20 something bucks a month.
Damn.
Buy it and then cancel the subscription.
Should I?
Yeah. And make a video on Bluetooth when Giselle's around.
I know I should, huh?
And just tell her, hey, you want some?
You want some bon? Can she get the boner?
What the fuck?
Damn.
Nah, dude, that's what it's for. That's what it's for. But I didn't know Viagra was for that.
Holy shit.
Bro, speaking of boners, no nut November, I'm still strong.
You're still strong.
Yeah, I'm
failed.
Good.
I'm failed.
Today,
that.
What day is today? Today is November 16th.
Wow, halfway there.
I'm long gone.
I You're am more than halfway there. Congratulations.
But I started a little earlier, like a week and a few days in October. So,
why'd you start so early?
Going.
I just, one day it hit. I was like, I should probably stop.
Dang.
So, nothing.
Fuck.
I've been having some crazy dreams, though.
About who? About what?
Yesterday, I woke up, and in that dream, I was in a hotel, and a person I know, I told her, when was the last time you had sex? And she said, with daddy. And I was like, what the fuck? I was like, what does that even mean?
Holy shit.
She'd be like, well, I'm poppy.
I'm poppy.
But I was like, then she, like, I called her, and I told her, and she was like, well, you are a dad. And I was like,
my daddy, you are a dad. Remember I told you you're a DILF?
I never, I told you, I don't look at myself like that.
A DILF?
He's a DILF.
That's I never heard of a DILF.
No, you're not a DILF. DILFs, they, I think they have sex a lot. It's been 16 days since you have anything.
Yeah.
How's your shirt, Jay? How's it coming along?
Oh, it's doing good. It's in my bag. I was going to show you guys for my video, but you want me to show you it?
It's in your bag. You take
it
with
you?
Yeah,
I was going to show you guys earlier, but
it used to be up here.
Yeah.
Here, go ahead. Give me it. Does Fernando know about it?
Yeah, I told him.
You take it with you?
Yeah.
He's like, keep that shirt away from me, bro.
I'm a
you ain't washing that in my
washer. The reason why I took it today is because I wanted to show you guys it.
Like, you ain't washing that in my washer. Dang. You added more to it?
Hell yeah, I do it every day.
Dang. He's gonna skate that.
What the fuck
that.
You putting on the
oh,
mic?
Oh shit, my bad.
He's gonna skate.
I put my cum rag on his fool's mic.
Hey, I'm so rag. Sorry. That's a cum ball.
Yeah.
Bro, you gotta frame that up. You gotta put that.
I'm not done. I'm still going.
No, when you're done, you gotta frame it up.
You grab it every day and just use it.
Yeah, whatever I have to, I'll just do it.
Even when you have sex.
Yeah, I'll clean it. I'll clean her off with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dang.
I do everything with it. I'm a make a street edit in it. A street part, my bad. Just wearing that shirt. Nah, but fucking, you know how, the whole, speaking of daddy, like, I got fucking catcalled today.
What?
Catcalled?
Yeah, remember we were doing a fire video.
Oh, yeah, what the
I got
fuck?
Catcalled, someone bro. Called you daddy? I never got a catcalled in my life, and she was fucking uncomfortable. I felt like one of those girls.
What was that?
You know when you're, like, right, you're at a liquor store, right, and some guy's, like, this probably trying to get out a girl. Like, hey, yo, mommy. Like, yo, what up?
He's trying to get at you?
Nah, some girls are trying to get at me.
Dang.
I was at Heritage, bro. Show chilling with the boys. It's burning shit.
They did it at Heritage.
Yeah. I was chilling. And then they're in their cars. They're both sitting in their cars. Keep in mind, one of them looks 14 in the passenger side. Another one looks like a hot Cheeto bitch. Like, disgusting,
what
bro.
What kind of car was it?
It was like a Honda.
Oh, yeah, because I was at the skate park the other day.
You got catcalled too?
Yeah, they were all asking me to teach them how to skate and stuff.
I don't feel
and
special.
I told them, this is what I said. I said, I don't know if it's the same chicks, but I was like, not today. That's what I told her. I was like, I was with, I forgot who I was with, but I was like, not today. Like, I said it so serious because I was playing skate. And I was like, not, and this was like last week.
Damn, Raymond.
I went to the park.
Damn, I hope it's not the same girls because then I don't not feel special.
No, they looked young though, and I was like, oh, no.
Nah, they're probably
it's
girls.
Probably the same bitches then.
Yeah, but keep going. What are you saying?
Fuck.
What are you saying?
All right, anyways, yeah. I mean, like, I'm not hyped they did it, but it's like I'm just telling you the story because they're fucking, it was weird. But, yeah, I was putting the rail away because we're using the flat bar I brought. And they're just asking questions like, oh, what's your tattoo? And I thought it was a dick. And I showed them and I was like, oh, it's just my tattoo. And then they're just trying to make a little side talk. They're like, hey, can we be friends? But they're speaking from like two cars away, like two parking spots, because while they're talking to me, I'm moving all my shit in my car, and they're screaming from their car.
Oh,
asking
yeah,
all this.
Yeah, they were on you. They didn't do that to me.
Yeah, they're screaming. They're like, can we be friends? I'm like, hee-hee, just giggling the whole time. They're literally giggling.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't have friends. I can't do that. I don't want like. And they're like, come on, let's be friends real quick. Let's be friends.
Real quick.
Yeah, and I was like, nah, I don't have friends. And they're like, I don't have friends. Like mocking me, and then they're like. So and I they're like, what, you have a girlfriend or what? I'm like, yeah, actually I do. And then she's like, oh, where she's at then? And then that's when they started giggling again. I was like, oh, she's over there. And I was like, they looked out and I was like, no, I'm just kidding. I was like, and then she was like, oh, really? She's like, I've been taking classes. I'm taking classes right now to dropkick people, or like academy classes or something.
To dropkick people?
Yeah, she said, I know how to dropkick someone. So I'm referring to like she's going to dropkick my girlfriend.
Oh.
Yeah, referring to that. And I was like, what the fuck in my head?
Dropkick you?
And then she's like, if you want, I could dropkick you. That's what she told me.
Oh.
She's like, I could dropkick you. Like, I was like, what the fuck? I was like, that's a weird way to flirt with someone, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then after I started pointing at Mowgli's car, I'm like, hey, my homie over there, he needs friends. Because I was trying to get them to back the fuck off. They would not stop. And they're like, Where he at? They're looking for you, bro.
Hell no.
And man, I was like, he looks like me too, supposedly. So he's over there.
Hell no.
And then I went around my car, so they didn't want to talk to me. And then long story short, I went with Mowgli, talked about where we're going, went back to my car. And right while I was getting in my car, they're like, okay, papi, bye, papi. They're saying that shit. They're like, oh, bye, daddy. They're screaming. I was like, what the fuck? I closed my door. I was like, ugh.
She's like, no.
It's like, I just felt uncomfortable. I was like, damn, this is how these girls feel like? Like, fuck.
Now I can't come here.
They fucking catcalled me, bro.
I wish I got catcalled.
You can't go back.
Nah, these look like little girls.
No, yeah. I'm talking about older women.
Well, the passenger side looked like a little girl. She was like 14. The other one looked old enough. She looked like she was like 20. But she was like big. She has a really gray sweater that stains all over it with her face mask on. Like, ugh, it looks nasty.
Oh, yeah, come right.
And they're just like, that's how they laugh, bro.
Yeah, that's not good.
No, so yeah, it's I was uncomfortable. Good. I wanted to get the fuck out of here.
No.
Yeah, I feel like one of those girls, bro.
They said Poppy.
They call me Poppy, bro.
That's
like, what
crazy,
the fuck?
Jay.
Only my girl calls me. No, that's kidding. She don't even call me.
Last Tuesday, I made $5,500.
You made it.
Dang. That's
yeah.
They capped at it?
Yeah.
Let me see that.
Let me show you. I reached my goal.
Did you get it?
Bang, bro. How long did it take you?
Did it go to your bank?
It took like a week and a few days, but I was grinding.
A week? You know, I'm still going. I only have $800 still.
Really?
I don't even post that much. I'm too.
Bonus plays. That's a lot. What the fuck?
Yeah.
You got that many plays?
I reached 9 million views. 9 million.
Oh, the deadline's not. Oh, it's not yet.
Yeah, but that's it. I reached the cap. I finished.
So you don't get it to it went off. You don't get it to after the deadline. You need a new phone, bro. Use that money to buy a new phone.
Dude, he's been saying that. He's like, I need a phone.
Use that money to buy a new phone.
Dude, use that shit to buy a new phone. Go to Mexico.
That's like, you could get this one right here for $700, $600.
I heard we're supposed to get a new stimulus.
What?
I know. That's what my girlfriend keeps telling me.
Where'd you hear that from?
She's saying $600.
When? I already got that $600.
I got like three of them.
I got that $600 already.
I got three $600.
Jeremy, hold on. We're getting an incoming call.
We gotta cut this.
What happened, bro? She left you. She left you. You got.
She left you.
You got content.
I just wanted to be on the podcast.
You got.
Nah,
we're cutting.
Hey, you guys stood up. You guys stood up.
Had to sneak my way in.
Nah, you guys stood up.
We're cutting you, bro.
We're cutting you for show.
Wait, oh, he's right there at Guapo's, bro.
You guys stood up, huh?
Nah, you capping.
I need my boys. My boys ain't here for me.
She never showed up? You capping.
I need my boys.
Why, she never showed up?
I need my boys, bro.
Nah, for real. Did she stay?
Bro,
stood
he's smiling.
Did she stand you up?
Yeah, bro.
No way.
You're capping, bro. You're smiling.
Wait, what the fuck?
It went good.
It's 9:21, bro. Yeah.
Nah, you went. You guys already finished because it's 9:21.
You let her go home alone? She can't go home alone, bro. You got to comfort her.
Shut up, bro. Did you or not? Be honest.
I need the homies right now, bro.
Bro, shut
damn,
up.
I forgot I stood up, bro.
Jeremy, what happened, bro?
I don't know, bro. I thought I had it all figured out.
What happened? What'd she say?
Hey, you want to talk about it on the podcast?
Mowgli said it was going to go good.
I didn't lie to you.
Jay said you want to talk about it.
Yeah.
On the podcast, though. Cause that's what we're on.
Can I come through?
Yeah, come through.
I need you to give us this story that just happened.
On the podcast.
Cool. You need him to. He needs you to give us this story that just happened.
Yeah.
You gotta earn your way.
What you just went through, I need that on the podcast if you show up.
We're going to put all this in right now.
Yeah.
Shut your ass up.
Dude, what the fuck?
Bro, hurry up, bro. You bring a monster for Jay or a Red Bull.
Bring me a monster.
I think I'm going to
Nah. Look at that. See, cat. Bro, how you gonna start?
Yeah, no, hang up on that. I can't believe you got you guys stood up. This is staying in raw. For everyone that knows, Jeremy just got stood up.
Bro, explain it then. Explain it. What happened? Send me a picture.
It's okay.
I want to see.
It's okay.
It's not okay.
Came to Guapo's.
That's where you went wrong. That's where you went wrong, number one.
Didn't respond on the DM. Never showed up. Maybe she did show up. I saw a car pass a couple of times.
Wait.
They circled around.
You went there and she didn't answer you and you still went there.
No, she agreed that we'd meet at a certain time.
She never showed up.
Feel me? Yeah, and then I texted her earlier, like in the day. I was like, yo, like, we're still on for tonight. She's like, yeah, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, all right, I'll be there at this time. Like, we can meet there this time. All right, sounds good, da, da, da. Boom, showed up. Nothing.
She probably forgot. Bro, you got to follow her and block her now.
Already unblocked her right away. What you mean?
You didn't even... Bro, wait. I want to see what she looked like. I want to see if she was worth the shit up.
Are you blocked her?
Hey, bro. Are you coming or not?
Yeah, you coming or not? Because Jay wants his Red Bull, bro, and his Monster.
I'm going to get some ice cream, and I'm going to watch some anime and just go to sleep.
I'm going to go home inside. Boy. Bro, get your ass over here. Go playing, bro. We already got the story. We already got the story on here, so.
I learned from Mowgli. All you got to do is get anime, get some ice cream, and all your problems will go away. He taught me that. Right, yeah. Mowgli?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You taught me that, bro. You said when I get depressed, I get some ice cream, I get anime, and I have a good time.
Hey, Jeremy went from a host to a guest.
I know. Hey. I mean, even then, this story might get cut out. It's not juicy enough.
Dang, it's not juicy enough, bro. You got to come through, bro. You're wasting time just walking in circles.
He just wanted the comfort knowing that he had us on check real quick so he could go home.
Had to make sure.
He had to hop on the phone so it makes like he didn't just stand there.
Bro, just get the fuck out of there already. She ain't going to pull up. You already blocked her. You already fucking blocked her. She's going to see that you blocked her. Just get out of there.
Did you at least buy something?
Fucking damn it.
Yeah, I'm waiting for food right now.
Oh, you're waiting for the food.
I'm fucking dead, bro.
That's what you fucking get for taking every hoe to fucking Guapo's. Don't take no girl to Guapo's anymore.
Don't call him that, bro.
Take him to Vita. Take him to Vita. That's where the hoes be at.
Dang, they're going to be like, dang, what are you looking all nice for?
Guapo's? Wait, you take... Oh, you do take all of them to Guapo's,
you take
huh?
All the Guapo's, bro.
Guapo's is not... Okay, no offense, but Guapo's is just like a jack-in-the-box, bro.
Yeah, don't...
Vita's my nice place.
But you don't take nobody, so chill the fuck out with that.
Pretty
one.
Soon they're all going to recognize each other. They're like, hey, Jeremy, take you in?
Jeremy, take you in?
Yeah. What on a date with that guy last week?
Did he show you the vegan options?
He told me about it, though.
You take them all there,
he
bro.
Takes them all fucking there.
Fucking Jeremy, bro. You're not supposed to take them to the spot. That's like going to the skate park and taking them all there.
See, the thing is, Guapo's ain't my favorite. That's why I take them. Vita's my favorite.
Dang. Now I know not to buy you Guapo's.
You bought that for
you
Guapo's.
You just spilled it right now. Thank you. I now know. You just said it.
What?
Guapo's ain't your favorite, and it's on.
I've always said that. I've always said that. That's like my number two.
Well, guess what? When I'm there, that's my number one, and I ain't just gonna buy you a free for nothing.
Ah. You coming or not, bro?
I'm gonna just go home, bro.
But when you going back to work, bro? That's the main question. You gotta be off for another 2 days, bro.
Why you hating, bro?
Cause, bro, you gotta save. You ain't got nothing saved up. How you gonna move to a place and you ain't got nothing?
I gotta check next week.
Yeah, well, you ain't gotta check after that.
I know.
After that, I'm gonna see a text. Hey, yo, bro, Venmo me $50. Oh, Mo's gonna get it.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
All right, bro. We got to get back to this, bro, since you ain't coming.
Hey, I'm about to go buy a Monster myself.
Yeah, you kind of ruined. You kind of just, like, interrupted the podcast real quick.
Love y'all.
I'm leaving this in.
Peace.